Josh, thank you for setting up worship. I really appreciate it. The steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. Do you even know what that means? Substitute steadfast for patient. His patient love endures forever. Those of you who would call yourselves followers of Christ, do you realize how patient he is with us? I love that verse. I love that psalm, Psalm 136. It is a great setup for for this worship service, which is all about giving thanks. Really just one verse this morning, and really it's going to be a different kind of service. The message that I'm going to preach is going to be shorter. Can I get an amen? But the last part of this sermon will be an opportunity for you as a church to give testimony, public testimony, of what you're thankful for and how you want to express that to the church, to your family, to your friends. And I'm going to give you that opportunity. I know that it's always a struggle when people get up on the mic and talk and things like that. So don't feel compelled to do so. I don't want you to preach a message. You got 1 minute or less, 30 seconds at best. But I want you to get up here if you feel compelled by God to share a personal testimony of what you're thankful for. And we'll do that here in a little bit. But really just one verse this morning as we take a break from the Gospel of John, which is normally what I do on a Sunday morning, is I exposit through the Gospel of John as we're coming up to John 13. Today, I just want to have a message about giving thanks. And the verse I chose, really, you need to know, I'm not ripping this verse out of context. A lot of times what you can do is you have a sermon like this or a time like this where it's all about giving thanks, and it's just like, well, let me just find a verse that just says give thanks, and I'll just plug that in, and we can all say amen and get out of here. But really, I prayerfully considered verses in the Bible about verses which we can learn about what God says to give thanks, specifically through the Apostle Paul. We learn in 1 Thessalonians, and I'm going to read the verse. If you have your bulletins, your little sheets, grab those for me. You're going to see a New Living Translation verse of this 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I'm going to read it from the English Standard Version, but I really like the New Living Translation, so I put it in there as well. So follow along with me as I'm going to read it in the ESV, and then I'll read it in the New Living Translation as well. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says this: give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The New Living Translation says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, again, thank you for this opportunity that I have. And Lord, I do want this time that I preach to be a demonstration of your Holy Spirit speaking through me so that people would be changed, not by the words that come out of my mouth, but by what the Word of God says. Lord, we know that Romans says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the words of Christ. And so, Father, I pray that you would do a work today. And even as we celebrate a Thanksgiving meal together, Lord, I pray that there would be people in this place that would sense that this is a home, that this is a family they can trust, that this isn't a hospital, or I'm sorry, this is a hospital, not a country club. This is a place for sick people. God, we need a healer in you. We want to heal our hearts and point us to you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Have you noticed that it seems like businesses are forgetting Thanksgiving this year? My wife and I went to Costco, you know, the holy mecca for anybody that has more than four kids. And we couldn't find any turkeys. It was amazing. We sent Casey out there to go get turkeys the next day or the next day, and no turkeys. I didn't see any Thanksgiving stuff. I was like, what in the world? I saw Christmas stuff. I mean, do you see all the Christmas stuff out there? Can I get an amen? Are they forgetting about Thanksgiving? You know, it's probably the right kind of business move, isn't it? I mean, the purpose of Thanksgiving is to be thankful for what you have. That doesn't sell great at Walmart, does it? So let's just skip Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas. Listen, High Point, businesses can pass on Thanksgiving, but followers of Christ can't. Followers of Christ can never forget Thanksgiving. You know, this verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is really a call to all people who follow Christ, who name Jesus as Lord, that He wants us to give thanks. Followers of Christ should be the most grateful people on the planet. Should they not? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm just going to share one verse with you guys this morning. Just one verse. But you need to understand the purpose by which Paul wrote this letter, I think, is really important to why I chose this verse. See, Thessalonica, probably this is the first letter written in all of the canon, written in about 50 A.D., about 20, 25 years after Jesus left this earth. And Paul writes it to this little church in Thessalonica, this group of new believers, these people, to be grateful, to be thankful for what Jesus has done, and to get busy living the lives for Christ in a holy manner. You know, Paul says in the very first chapter of 1 Thessalonians, he says, we give thanks. You see, the theme of Thessalonians is really that giving thanks for what God has done for them, and that He is coming again. The eschatology of 1 Thessalonians is really in imploring the believers to know that Jesus is going to come back. But we be thankful for what God is putting us through every day for His glory. And He says, give thanks. He goes, we give thanks to God always for you, always, constantly mentioning you in my prayers. It was a theme of Paul's letter in 1 Thessalonians, a giving thanks. So I'm going to just unpack this verse, if I might, to see what exactly Paul is saying by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to us as a church, to us of us that call Jesus Christ Lord, Savior, that we are to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So let's take a look, would we? The first two words I want to take a look at this morning is give thanks. What is Paul writing here by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? Give thanks. It's a Greek word. It means, it's Eucharisto. It's where we get the word Eucharist. Catholics would know this because they celebrate that in communion, the Eucharist. It literally means being grateful always for a favor that's been done to you or done for you. It's a continual gratefulness for a favor that's been done for you. Have any of you ever had a favor done for you? You don't have to raise your hand. I'm guessing you have some good friends that have done favors for you. If you've ever moved, if you've ever needed your walls painted, I'm guessing you understand what it means to have a favor done for you. The give thanks here, and I'm just going to give a little bit of a demonstration of kind of the word order of this. I rarely do this, but I probably need to do this more often because we really begin to understand what these verses mean. But give thanks is in a present imperative active voice. And we're going to get a teaching lesson this morning, okay? So what does that mean? Giving thanks in the perfect imperative active voice means it has to be happening all the time. Giving thanks isn't just a one-and-done deal. It is habitual. It is continual. And the active voice means that it is your choice. And those of us who call Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He has given us the Holy Spirit to show us how to give thanks. Jesus calls us to give thanks continually, habitually. And you have a choice this morning, High Point Church, followers of Christ, to choose to be thankful this morning. David Guzik, he's a commentary writer, said this: giving thanks, gratitude, is really a thermometer, he would say, that indicates your spiritual health. So what he's saying here is gratitude, giving thanks, this habitual picture in a believer's life, this choice that you make, really shows the spiritual temperature of yourself. And I would say that's true. I notice that when I have a bad attitude or when I think everything is going wrong, I really struggle giving thanks for anything. What Jesus is telling us here is that the state of a Christian should be continually grateful for the favor that was done for you. What was that favor that Jesus did for us but die on the cross for our sins? What's your spiritual temperature this morning? If you had that thermometer of gratitude in your mouth, what would it say? Would it say you're sick? Would it say you got a fever? Or would it say 98.6? That by God's grace and the work of the Holy Spirit, you are grateful this morning. That's my prayer for High Point Church. That's my prayer for followers of Christ. That's my prayer for me. That I would wake up in the morning grateful for another day that Jesus gave me on this earth to serve Him. And to tell people about His Son, because I have been given the greatest favor ever given to any man on this earth. Paul says, give thanks. Giving thanks is a telltale sign of your spiritual temperature. What do we have to give thanks for? It says, the next part of my message, it says, in everything give thanks. Now I'm going to do a little word. I'm going to dive into this word a little bit more. In everything. Some of your Bibles will say in all circumstances. That's what the ESV says. That's what New Living Translation, King James, different versions like that will say in all circumstances. It's the Greek word pas. It literally means there's no exceptions. Everything means everything. That's kind of hard, isn't it? How do you give thanks for everything? Well, I'm thankful for a little preposition that God uses by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In everything. God doesn't say for everything. He says in everything. You know what that means? It means I don't have to be thankful for having a terminal cancer. I don't have to be thankful for losing my job. I don't have to be thankful for... He uses the preposition in to say you need to be thankful in the midst of those things. Does that make sense? God understands you're not going to be so thankful for whatever you're going through. He does say you have to be thankful in the midst of that trial. God is telling us that we need to be thankful in all circumstances. Warren Wiersbe, a pastor, preacher, amazing man of God, still alive, living in Omaha, Nebraska, he said this: we can't control the circumstances of life, but we can control how we respond to them. That's what faith is all about. Daring to believe that God is working everything for good. It's what we just sang in the first song. He works everything for our good to those who are called in Christ Jesus, of course. That is what faith is all about. Daring to believe that God is working everything for the good, even when we don't feel like it. Or even see it happening. It isn't always easy to obey this command. But obeying this command is the best antidote for a critical and bitter heart. High Point Church, give thanks in everything, in all circumstances. That's what Jesus calls us to do. Well, I got ahead of myself. The last part of the verse tells us that, doesn't it? Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So how does this flush out in a Christian's life? Christ is telling us, followers of Christ, to give thanks habitually, continually, without excuse, and specifically without circumstances, being the very reason why we don't give thanks. He's saying, give thanks in every circumstance because it's God's will for you. It's God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? Do you believe the very trial you're going through right now is for your good? Check your spiritual temperature. See, because God says that the very thing you're going through, the very trial you're going through, is God's will for you. So that you can give thanks. Now I can tell you story after story after story. I've shared them from this pulpit. From my brother's daughter dying at 3 years old, to that very thing leading my brother to Jesus Christ. Him telling me he hates God because his child died. To a year later, telling me this is the very reason my daughter died, was that I would believe in Jesus Christ and that he would forgive me of my sins. Can you say that about your trials this morning? You can if you're in Christ. You can if you believe that it's God's will. God didn't save us so that we have our best life now. Sorry, Joel Osteen. He saved us from our sins because we love sin more than we love God. That's a warm, cushy feeling, isn't it? Aren't you just so grateful for this? You should be. You should be. You should be giving thanks every day in all circumstances because of the favor that Jesus Christ did for you and did for me. You know what I'm thankful for? That because of this verse, as John 14:26 says, God has given us His Holy Spirit, Himself, to be in us who know Jesus Christ, so that we can, by grace, give thanks in all circumstances. John 14:26 says this. But the Helper, that's the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all the things and bring to you remembrance all that I have said to you. Praise God. You know, it's funny, the next verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:19. If you have your Bibles, why don't you read that? You know what it says? Right after give thanks in all circumstances, don't quench the Holy Spirit. The word quench there means to extinguish, to put out. See, because you do have a choice. By God's grace and the leading of the Holy Spirit, you will give thanks in all circumstances. But see, the prerequisite this morning is that you're in Christ. Do you know what it means to be in Christ? It means you have submitted your life to Jesus Christ. You have submitted your life to God. You have said, God, I am a sinner in need of your saving. That without you, I deserve to go and be without you for eternity in hell. It's acknowledging what Jesus did on the cross was for you. So that God would get glory out of your lives and my life. Some of you here think you're going to heaven based on the good things that you do. You are not going to heaven because you brought cans of food. Okay? It's a good thing to bring cans of food. Larry appreciates it. Larry, raise your hand. He leads Caring Hands Ministry. Praise God for Larry. But people are not going to heaven because they bring food to Larry. They bring food to Larry, hopefully, because of a gratitude for what Jesus did for them on the cross. That's the difference. You are not going to heaven based on your good works. You are going to heaven based on the one good work. That's what Jesus did for us on the cross. That's why we can give thanks always in all circumstances. My hope and prayer is that this truly would be a thanksgiving for you today. That this truly would be the most grateful day of your life because you asked Jesus to save you. Because you asked Him to be your Lord. He already is Lord. You just need to acknowledge it in your life. Will you do that this morning? See, we have a yearly reminder on November 25th, don't we? To be thankful. We sit around a table with family and friends. I don't know about you, but do you go around the tables and tell, you get to share what you're thankful for? How many of you guys do that tradition? Yeah, I want to see some hands. Well, get on it, people. You need to start that tradition. We go around our family and we say what we're thankful for. And my kids get brownie points if they say me first. And it's usually mom. I'm thankful for the reminder on Thanksgiving Day. I'm thankful for the reminder today to be thankful. But if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, did you know that if you read this Bible on a regular basis, you are going to be constantly reminded to be thankful. You will be constantly reminded to be thankful. How do I know this? Because in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Philemon, and 150 times in the Old Testament, the very word says give thanks in the Bible. Have a heart of thanksgiving. If you read this enough, God will show you how to be thankful. And that you need to be thankful. And so we have this reminder at High Point Church, and maybe this will be our tradition, a good tradition. But follower of Christ, every day is thanksgiving to those of you who are in Christ. Let's pray. Gracious Father, thank you for this passage of Scripture. Thank you for the reminder. When I get critical, when I get bitter, when I don't agree with the circumstances that you've put me in, Lord, thank you for this reminder that in all circumstances, I need to be thankful. And it's by the work of the Holy Spirit that I will be. God, thank you for this reminder. May this church be a church known for their gratitude for Jesus Christ, for their gratitude for knowing that they are a sinner, saved by the grace of God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.